Hello everybody, I have another vitally important message to share with you today. I want to show you there is a spiritual view and a physical view. And I want to point out to you by many scriptures how you can connect both views together. The spiritual view and the physical view, and then achieve great breakthroughs and victories here on earth. I want to read Mark 5, 39 to 42, where Jesus came and he said this. He came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. In the physical, it was obvious the child was dead. But Jesus came and said, "The girl is asleep." In other words, she is alive. So who was right? All these people who claimed she was dead because it was obvious, or Jesus who said now she is alive? Who was right? I'm telling you the answer now. Both were right. Why? Because you have got the physical view where she was dead, and you have got the spiritual view where she was alive. And what happened in the end? The spiritual view manifested in the physical view, and she came alive. The two realities are so evident in our next passage, and it is so clearly portrayed. It's 2 Kings 6:13. This is where the king of Syria was angry with the prophet Elisha because the prophet Elisha did share all the war plans with the king of Israel. For those who are not familiar with the story, I'm going to read the whole lot, and please stick with me because it is a bit long, but it is worthwhile. Listen to this. So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike these people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. So it was, when they had come to Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." Then he prepared a great feast for them, and after they ate and drank, he sent them away and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. According to the physical reality, the prophet had no chance to escape. But if you looked at the same situation through the spiritual reality, everything looked totally different. You see, if you know the spiritual view, then you can initiate a different solution which is not seen in the physical realms. I remember very well, many years ago, I was heavily attacked and criticized, and it really pressed me down. It pulled me down. It was like a heavy stone on me, and I did not feel good about it. And in the very same situation, when that actually took place, my prophetic assistant, she was just washing up, and she could see in a vision how a wild cat jumped at me and attacked me, and I fell to the ground. And when I saw that, what is actually happening in the spiritual realms, I could fight this wild cat so much more effectively in the physical. I stood up and I did not accept that, and I gained victory. You see, it is so important to see our physical situations we have in front of us, or we are in it, through the spiritual view. In our next situation here, we have 4,000 people who were very hungry and needed food. Mark 8 verse 4 says, "Then his disciples answered him, 'How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?' Jesus and the disciples, both of them, were looking for a physical answer. The disciples try to find the answer through their physical reality. But even McDonald's was miles and miles away. And if there was a McDonald's, they couldn't have ordered 4,000 hamburgers. Probably more like 12,000 hamburgers, because one hamburger doesn't stretch a lot. So you needed a lot of hamburgers. But it was impossible in the physical realm. Jesus looks at the situation through the spiritual reality, and everything changed. I remember many years ago when we had to find another house, we had to provide income and everything, but we live by faith. Now, you try to explain once to an agency that you live by faith, and then see who will accept you to rent out a house to you. Nobody. It needed a big, big miracle. Physically, it was impossible. But spiritually, everything looked different. And by faith, we connected the spiritual reality with the physical one, and God opened a door. You see, a miracle is the evidence of a higher reality. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt that small and helpless, like a grasshopper? Well, the 12 spies, when they spied out the land of Canaan, felt exactly like that. I read it to you, Numbers 13, verse 33. "There we saw the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." It's 10 times worse if the giants look at you as a grasshopper too. Much, much worse. It's bad enough if you feel yourself a grasshopper, but the enemy looks at you as a small, tiny little thing. That is not good. A grasshopper's perspective is not very encouraging nor good. I already feel weird when I need to look up to someone, because usually I am looking down. It's strange to me. Now imagine the Statue of Liberty in America, 93 meters high, which is 305 feet, and you stood in front of that statue, and this statue is alive. How would you feel? You would feel that small. You would feel scared and very, very helpless. In the grasshopper's reality, there was no solution for these 12 spies. But Joshua and Caleb were the only one who went by the spiritual reality, and as a result of that, they conquered. Why? Because they linked the spiritual reality with the physical by faith. They did not look what was in front of their eyes. They looked at it with the spiritual eyes and not the physical. And that's why they achieved a great victory. Gideon also lived in the grasshopper reality, and he was always afraid of the Midianites and being attacked. But God sees him as a mighty warrior. Listen to this, Judges 6 verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Wow! In the grasshopper reality, this statement is a plain joke. In fact, what do you mean by mighty valor, mighty man of valor? This is offensive. We are weak. We are failures. We are losers. Can you see the two realities here? God looks at the very same circumstances, but interprets it totally different than Gideon. Verse 13 says, listen to this, Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all these happened to us?" Verse 15, so he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel?" You see, the two common questions of Christians are why and how. Then he goes on and explains his grasshopper situation. He says, "Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Of course, God didn't know that, but thankfully, Gideon is now explaining the situation to God Almighty. I'm only joking, but you get the picture. How can a grasshopper change his reality? I'm going to show you exactly how. It's by the law of lift. It's like an airplane. An airplane gets faster and faster and faster, and then there comes a moment where the airplane lifts up. It leaves the ground. And in that moment, the law of gravity still exists. But an other law of lift, the law of lift, supersedes the law of gravity. Can you see it? And it's exactly the same with a grasshopper. A grasshopper needs to receive wings. In the moment the grasshopper has wings and flies, everything changes. His whole perspectives, his whole view, he will rise and rise and see the whole situation from a totally different point of view. Why? Because he received wings. And let me tell you something. In Christ, You are not anymore a grasshopper. In Christ, you are a man and a woman of mighty valor. In Christ, you are an overcomer. In Christ, you are a winner. You are a victorer. You have wings and you can fly. You are a mighty person in Christ. And this makes the whole difference. But you need to connect the spiritual reality with the physical reality by faith. And what was the result? Gideon had a great victory. Now in our next example, we have king of Assyria, who was much stronger, wants to attack Hezekiah. Hezekiah was like a grasshopper. But the amazing thing now here is Hezekiah was a grasshopper with the right view. And we will be able to learn so much from him. How can he say in 2 Chronicles 32 verse 7, "For there are more with us than with him"? How could he say that? In the physical, that was total nonsense. It was simply not true. He didn't see fiery chariots like Elisha did. Why was Hezekiah so sure and could say, "With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles"? He simply believed God. He simply trusted God. Now, the reason and the secret why he was able to see the spiritual reality is revealed in chapter 31, verse 21. Listen to this. "To seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered." Now, this is the exact same recipe we have for ourselves too. And then the spiritual reality set into the physical. Listen, the end result of all of that. 32 verse 21. "Then the Lord sent an angel who cut down every mighty man of valor, leader and captain in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned shamefaced to his own land. And when he had gone into the temple of his God, some of his own offspring struck him down with the sword there." Wow, this is incredible. God literally changed the whole situation. Why? Because Hezekiah trusted God. He connected the spiritual reality with the physical and ended up in a huge, mighty victory. Now, I want to challenge you. If you look into the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a grasshopper? Or do you see a mighty man of valor? Or do you see a mighty woman of valor? What do you see? You see, when people saw a barren woman in Sarah, God saw the mother of all nations. When people saw a poor young shepherd in David, God saw a mighty king of Israel. When people saw a poor prisoner in Joseph, God saw a powerful minister of Egypt. So never mind what people see in you. God has a perfect plan for you, and he sees something mighty and wonderful in you already, which you may not be able to see right now. Now I want to give you a very practical example how I have connected the spiritual view reality with the physical one. A few months ago, I had an outstanding, amazing dream. It was my most dramatic dream I have ever had in my entire life. And in that dream, I was lying on an altar, and next to me was a man of God who I know. He stood 2.5 meters on my left, and we were both waiting to see what was going to happen. We have expected an amazing encounter with God. And then, as we were waiting, suddenly the presence of God became so strong, more and more, stronger and stronger. It was tangible. The whole atmosphere was just filled with the presence of God. And then I felt like waves of electricity going through my whole body from head to toes. And these waves, they increased in intensity more and more, faster and faster, and then they became so strong that I begin to hear them acoustically. And it was like beats going through my whole body, like power beats. And it was, you could think, well, that must have been painful, but actually it wasn't. It felt like it was really pleasant. And as these waves went through my whole body, I was opening my left eye or my right, I can't remember. I opened one a little bit just to see how the sky looked like. And in that moment, I could see the clouds separated and the sun just came through and shone directly upon me. I only opened my eyes just a little bit so that from the outside you would know I had my eyes opened. But I wanted to know how it looked like. And after this, I woke up. I was absolutely astonished. It was a mind-blowing, amazing dream. And I began to ask God, what does that mean? What do you want to say to me through this dream? And then I realized later on that I need to do now something by faith. Because when I got up, everything was exactly the same. I didn't feel any anointing or any presence of God. Everything was totally ordinary and the same. But now I have connected, I began to connect this dream, this what I have experienced in this dream, which is the spiritual reality. I connected this now with the physical reality by faith. And as I did that, as I accepted this truth, this baptism of the Spirit of and fire, I just accepted it and said, Lord, I take it, I have it, I thank you for this. And then I started to feel a real new anointing upon my life as I have had never before. And you know what was also absolutely amazing? That man of God who stood next to me had exactly the same dream in the same night, and he saw me on the altar. He saw the whole scene from his perspective. So he could also see beyond that, what was beyond that, not just the altar. He could actually see that there were others around there was a whole church meeting, and it was absolutely amazing. And this is what I want you to take away. You need to connect the spiritual view with the physical one. I want to give you another example. A few months ago, I had a very, very difficult situation in Africa with the church. And we did not know what the solution was. We did not know how to get to the answer. We did not know what to do. And a prayer group did tell me I need to do spiritual warfare. And then I rang a key person, a man of God, who was also involved in this, and I prayed with him over the phone. And then when I was praying over the phone, I asked God to release angels into this situation, to release many angels to solve this problem. And when I prayed like this, the other person, the man of God on the other side of the phone, saw how many angels immediately went to work on this case. And then we finished the prayer. About 6, 7, 8 hours later, I can't remember, I heard the whole situation changed. I was amazed. God sent the angels and they changed the situation. The solution came to our knowledge. We could see a changed man. There was the man who was the main problem just literally changed, and everything was like we didn't have a problem. I want to encourage you in these days we are living, especially, to activate promises by faith. The Christian faith operates by faith. Everything is based on faith. And I really want to encourage you to not look at everything with your own fleshly eyes, but to see and use the spiritual eyes. May God bless you.